7AD, 7BU Breakfast. So very good morning to a very excited Steve Munt, because his Tigers are playing a big final tonight up at the Gabba. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Lee. Go Tigers.
And how are you going to go against the Brisbane Lions up there? It's going to be an epic encounter, I reckon.
I think we'll make him into Cubs.
Good luck with that. You've got a fair bit on your plate at the moment. How's the Tasmanian Masters Games going? Because that's coming up too later on this year.
Yes, really good. We've got about pushing over 200 participants, so that's a really good number to start with. We're aiming for 500, and we're sure we'll get that by the end of September. 23 sports, over six municipalities. It's going to inject a lot of money into our local community, so very happy of the way the progress is going.
Wow, it's on the right foot, that is for sure. Nice and positive, and it's great to have it back too.
Oh, yes, it was a few years back, a couple of decades ago, we had one, not here in Devonport or surrounding areas, but it's great to reinvent that and have it here on the northwest coast. And bring that injection of funds here.
Yeah, injection of funds, and it's great to have some of those sports that we don't commonly see too at all ages.
Oh, pickleball, huge. Wood chopping again's coming onto the scene. So there's two newbies, and wheelchair basketball, which I'm going to have a crack at myself.
And you're also involved in the project Helping Babies and the book Tassie Rhymes for Little Tigers.
Yes, with 2 years of work on producing a rhyme book by Narelle DeJoy. We're giving it away to Tasmanian parents of Tasmanian babies born from the 1st of July with the encouragement to read out loud every day, which is so important for the advancements of the baby and the growth of their brain, and to get them before preschool. And that's the benefits are huge. So we're very proud that we've actually been able to create a book. It's got the Tasmanian animals in it. We have the Palawakani names of the animals and phonics as a counting game. And the big story here that we've embarked on, it's actually going to come out later in Braille and low vision print.
Oh, nice. And we hear that from a lot of experts, don't we, that getting the babies into reading at an early age is paramount, so important.
Oh, certainly. From day one, when they're born, read out loud to them. That's the message that the book's for, and that's what we're encouraging parents to do.
And you hit it too with this day of technology where everything's online, but it's still nice to have the solid copy of a book.
Oh, the pointing and the touching, the texture of the book, the smell of a book, it's all part of the journey and the connection between baby and parent.
And something for the bookshelf as well.
And something for the bookshelf.
Now, you're an active fella too, because we recently had the charity gala. Those listening on 7AD will be right across this. You had a bit of a chat with Darren about it several weeks ago. At a great venue, it must be said too, the Parramatta Centre. This was the old Mayor's Breakfast thing, wasn't it?
It was, and we started 10 years ago. Now it's come up to evolved into the Toaster Kids Charity Gala. We had a record 280 people there. We're still waiting on the final figure, but we're thinking it's around about $10,000 to $12,000 we've raised.
Great.
Which is not a huge amount of money per se for these types of events, but because it's our 10th year, we went big. It's all about getting people to come out and have fun at the same time. So those funds will help provide school breakfasts to 16 participating schools in a local area.
Mm. But we still have the problem, don't we, with kids going to school without having anything to eat, anything in their stomach, because we hear this from a lot of scientists and experts as well, that breakfast is the important meal of the day.
Oh, it certainly is. We want our kids to be able to learn and not worry about being hungry. So to help those volunteers in the school breakfast clubs, I think is essential for a community to be part of that. And the charity gala in its 10th year provides that opportunity for people to be involved and to help our kids get a good education.
And you've had good feedback since the gala?
Oh, it's been tremendous. And look, they're already talking about next year and what we're going to do. So really looking forward to next year and our 11th.
Looking forward to it again for the future. Let's get back to the present. You're going to be a busy man, particularly if you become the Devonport Mayor, and you're going to throw your hat in the ring again for this year with the council elections not too far away in October.
Yes, they're opened up, and I've always been involved with my community, 100% invested in the community, and yes, I'm putting my hand up again for the position of Mayor. It's something that I really enjoyed and strive to be able to create a foundation to move forward and what's next for Devonport. The Living City, of course, I initiated in 2012, Devonport becoming a learning community, and the other events such as initiation of free Wi-Fi for Devonport. So I want to be able to look at what is next and move forward in that aspect.
Yeah, your resume, Devonport Mayor, you were there from, what, 2011 through to 2018. You had time as a National Senator of Tasmania, that ambitious Living City project, and all about creating jobs, keeping our young and the locals in our area too, and giving them opportunities as well of sorts.
Oh, certainly, and also connecting up with the mainland. I mean, we've been fighting or looking to get direct flights from Devonport to Sydney, and that's part of my ambition there, as well as attract more health services to Devonport and the surrounds. As you would know, that I've been very active in fighting for the Mersey Community Hospital, and that's been a huge part of my life, as well as others, and that will continue in trying to attract more medical specialists to Devonport and surrounds.
And you'll be buoyed by, of course, in recent times with Rex flying into Devonport?
Oh, certainly. It's great to have two airlines into Devonport. There's choices here. We should be supporting it. It saves us money in travelling all the way through to Launceston, leaving your cars there. It's more economic to come out here, leave your car there, and to fly out. So it's more convenient as well, and we should be supporting our own airport.
Steve, good luck with your candidacy for Devonport Mayor when that rolls round in October. Good luck with your Tasmanian Masters Games. And, of course, you'll be chatting to Darren as that draws closer and, of course, with the council elections, which aren't that far away.
Thanks very much, Lee. And watch out for wheelchair basketball. There could be some carnage.
It's going to be very interesting indeed. Good luck with your game against the Brisbane Lions tonight as week one of the finals kicks off.
Yes, and thank you.